Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
Hello, church. What a great day it is. How good is it to worship? Come on, can I get a good amen today in all our locations? Can you give God all the praise today? Come on, everybody. Come on, give Jesus all the praise. We worship you, Lord. We thank you for your presence. We thank you there's joy, there's peace, there's life in the presence of God. And we want to say, hey, if you're a guest today, massive welcome. Welcome to C3 SYD. Can you put your hands together one more time, everybody? Come on. Welcome all our guests, all locations. Come on, front to back. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are one church in four locations. My name's Alex, along with my wife, Jessen. We are the lead pastors of C3 SYD, and we are so glad to host you today. Today, we are doing a vision refresh. And so we are talking about what we talked about at the beginning of the year, 2025, the banner over our year, which is a great harvest. Today, we're going to be doing a refresh of that vision and talking about what God has done thus far as we come into the second half of 2025. We know God has more and more ahead of us. So, everybody, we love you. Now's the time. Grab a quick hug, a handshake, a holy kiss, if it's appropriate, and grab your seat. Go for it. All right, everybody. Very good. Sydney, a city for Christ. Everybody, that is the vision statement we've always had. Our founding pastors, Pastor Phil and Chris, planted this church with that in mind, Sydney, a city for Christ. And we talked about in February, what does that actually look like? How does that actually work? And so we talked about the legs of the vision. So Sydney, a city for Christ, what that looks like, we believe, is from the Lord, is a location in every region and connect groups in every suburb. We have four locations in four of those regions right now. We are in the Northern Beaches. We are in the Upper North Shore. Come on, we're in the Central West and we're in the Lower North Shore. And that is four regions, and we're believing to see connect groups in every suburb. Look at this, 658 suburbs in Sydney. And we are believing God to see connect groups in every one of them. Can I get a good amen? And when it comes to 2025, we believe God has called us to focus in on seeing a great harvest. We don't think this is just this year. We feel like this is just the beginning of what God wants to do through us as we see a great harvest over many years in the city of Sydney. But we believe this is a year to break through in what that looks like. So at the beginning of the year, Jessen shared a prophetic picture and really the heart of this vision. And we're going to watch that again right now. Now note, she's pregnant, but we've had the baby. And it went really well. Yeah, praise God. We have Poppy. But right now she's going to share that. Then we're going to hear a salvation testimony. So please welcome Jessen Lee.
So the heart behind a great harvest really began in 2024. At the beginning of 2024, we had just done Vision Sunday and I was driving home from Silverwater. I think we were at different locations, weren't we? Yeah, right. It was in Silverwater that morning. And I was just driving in the car on the way home and I was praying, asking God, God, what's the vision for 2025? Because it's great to catch that early and we pray over it throughout the year. And I just really clearly heard the word salvations. And then I just saw this picture unfold of what was a picture of a great harvest. And I just want to share some of those key things that I saw in the picture. So the first thing I saw was the Lord filling our rooms. So just like a tap turning on, like I could see each of our locations and a tap turning on and filling our rooms with people. The second thing I saw was a great celebration of salvation. I saw, I actually saw Jeff Cooper from our Oxford Falls location getting up and sharing his testimony. And the response of the room was like just a great celebration and people were so encouraged. The third thing I saw was radical salvations. And I saw people in the congregation with their mouth, with their jaws dropped in awe of, like, how could that person have got saved? The person with that background, that we are going to see such radical salvations. Fourth thing I saw was a stirring in all of us, a desire to share our testimony and to tell others about Jesus. So we believe this year is just going to be filled with sharing testimonies. So get used to hearing testimonies every Sunday. We just feel that this is really going to encourage everyone, inspire everyone to learn how to share your testimony and what an impact that brings to other people. The next thing I saw was a return to joy and strength. So in focusing on what really matters as a church, in winning souls, in people receiving Christ, there was the picture I got was a great return to strength and joy of what that brings. And the last thing I saw was that this year is a time to make room, that we need to get a little uncomfortable, that we're going to have the place filled with new people, new believers, and we just got to make room for them. 1 Chronicles 16, 23 says, "Sing to God, everyone and everything. Get out his salvation news every day. Publish his glory among the godless nations, his wonders to all races and religions." And I love this scripture because it really captures that excitement and that celebration of salvation. I remember in May last year, we were needing some roles filled in different positions across our locations. And so Al and I had a list of potential people that could fill those roles, and we were praying over them. And I kept having this recurring picture. And in the picture, it was different individuals leading different roles across our church. There was people leading worship, leading locations, leading different teams. And when I would go up and see these people face on, I didn't recognize them. And so I was praying for weeks, asking God, who are these people? I don't know who they are. I'm pretty sure they're not in our church. Show us, Lord, who these people are. And I was asking that for many weeks. And I one morning just felt God say, they don't know me yet. And so I had this realization that these are people in our future that aren't even saved yet, and they haven't walked through our doors yet, they haven't experienced Jesus. And so I felt so encouraged that, hey, this year as we see a great harvest, some of our greatest leaders aren't even saved yet. And I really want you to catch that, church, because these are people that are friends and family of yours, people that are meant to be in the room with us. And I really I could really capture the feeling of the sense that God has created these people to be in our future, that they carry something unique that'll carry us forward into the future days. So that is so exciting, church. We're looking forward to all that's ahead in 2025. Right now, we are going to throw to a great salvation story. So enjoy.
My name's John. I am quite new to C3 Upper North Shore. After I left school, it would be safe to say I hadn't set foot in a church for 30 years. If you told me 12 months ago that I would be sitting here today, I would probably have laughed. Having said that, 2024 was a very difficult year for me personally. There were health crises, family issues, deaths, work issues, all just mounting up to the point where I didn't realize it, but I was falling under the weight of it. It was a friend of mine who noticed this. It was during one of our conversations that this friend noticed that whilst I tried to pass things off as just being normal, perhaps they weren't. So she invited me to come along to church. First time, I didn't come, nor the second. But she just very gently kept encouraging me to come along. And it was after one of our meetings where for the third time she said to me, "This week I'm going to be on the keyboards at church. Why don't you just come along and have a look?" So I did. It was very different to what I had known. Growing up in an all-boys school, it was very fire and brimstone. So to turn up to a church that was the polar opposite of what I had known immediately made me feel, yeah, There's no other way I can describe it. It made me feel welcome. The Tuesday before I turned up at church, my godfather had passed away. I'd never been baptized as a child. I brought this up with my family one time when I was about 10. Not to paint my mother in a bad light, but she dipped her fingers into her drink, flicked it on my head and said, "There, you're baptized." Our family friends who were sitting there, Debbie and Godfrey, they're your godparents. All done. And so, yeah, that week that I turned up at church, my godfather had passed away at 80. So it's safe to say that baptism was on my mind. On that Sunday, water baptism was mentioned and it stuck with me. So over the course of the next few weeks, lots of conversations with Pastors Jake, Pastor Tyler, my dear friend who had introduced me to church, Manuela. I'm a classic overthinker, so I needed answers. I needed to know more. And the more I looked into it, the more I learned, the more it felt like it was what I needed to do. Baptism is the public declaration of putting your faith into Jesus and accepting him as your savior. And I felt that's what I wanted to do. That was it. I went, I did it. It was truly a wonderful experience, a wonderful day. During all of those trials, I guess you'd call them, I'd had a quote going through my head and I never knew where it had come from. Don't be overcome by evil, instead overcome evil with good. And it was during one of my chats with Pastor Jake, I laid that on to him and he immediately said, "Well, John, that's a Bible verse. It's from Romans." I hadn't picked up a Bible since I had left school. So for that to have stuck in my mind all through, you know, months and months and months of trials and tribulations, now looking back on it, I think that was God trying to say, "Come back, it's time." Since that day, I'm finding my way through it better with my loved ones, God, and my church community. I feel I'm better equipped to deal with these things. I'm finding more meaning and more goodness in my life day by day. So I encourage you wholeheartedly, take the step.
Come on, let's thank God for that incredible story. Come on, put your hands together, everybody. Praise God for all the amazing testimonies this year that we've heard every week, pretty much. And it is amazing what God is doing in people's lives. And right now, we want to give you an update of what God has been doing this year when it comes to seeing a great harvest in 2025. And so let me just say, the great harvest isn't just this year. This is like a breakthrough year. But right now I'm going to throw to all our LPs, location pastors. We're a team. And so we're going to be giving you an update right now on what we've seen God do when it comes to responses, when it comes to seeing people planted, and when it comes to seeing new believers taking those foundational steps in Christ. So right now, everybody, can you welcome in the room your location pastor? Come on, put your hands together and welcome your LP. Go for it, guys.
Hello again.
Hello, church. How are we?
Give it up for my wife, Kaylee.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Good to have you up here with me.
Yeah, so nice.
It was meant to be just me doing this, but we thought we'd both get up here.
Yeah, we thought I'd jump up too, you know, say hello. Hi, guys. How great was that update and that story? How beautiful. We want to continue the update for you and let you know where we're at as a church and where we're at as a location. So we're halfway through the year, halfway through seeing the great harvest.
Yeah, and just to reiterate what Pastor Al was saying, every year we've believed for a great harvest and we will continue to believe for a great harvest. But what this year is about seeing breakthrough in that area and really, like, I guess, setting the tone for the years to come, as far as people coming to Christ, people getting planted in church.
And it's happening.
It
is. That's what is so exciting. We are seeing so many incredible people coming into our church. Some of you are in this room. You've been invited by guests. This is your first time here. And we just feel so privileged that God is trusting us and bringing the people into our church. And so we want to be good stewards and see people in their discipleship walk with Christ growing. And so we want to give you some updates today.
Yes, and so we're going to celebrate a couple of things. And I want you to clap your hands, and not now.
When save those claps.
When we get to them, Sam Knight. And we're just going to celebrate what God's doing and celebrate what God's doing in the lives of people. And so this year we had a goal, and this year we're believing to see, as a church across our locations, we're believing to see 750 people come to Jesus. That's what we're believing as a church. That's not the update. Jackson Pierce, hold your horses. Tell us, where we're at thus far.
For all of C3SYD, across all our locations, we've seen 452 decision for Jesus. Amazing.
And out of that 452 people, 311 we've seen just at this location.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Come on, let's give God all the glory for that.
It's unbelievable. Actually double the salvations we've seen from last year already.
Yeah, this time.
Halfway through the year. So the great harvest is upon us. That's kids, teenagers, and adults. That's all our generations together, which is really beautiful. We're seeing so many salvations in youth. And in our kids' church,
even in our 6 p.m. service, there was, like, I think three or four Sundays in a row where we saw people come to Christ after the service.
Yeah, so cool. I know.
You know, as important as that call to salvation moment in the service is, we also shouldn't be limited to that. And we actually saw people come to Jesus after the service.
Yeah,
just kind of needed that conversation.
Yeah, totally. Like what Andrew was saying. He's like, I just need to know a little bit more.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
And so that's that to do with salvations. But also as a church, we've been believing and we've got a goal this year to see 150 people water baptized.
Come on.
And 150 people go through our foundations.
Yeah, which is class. Our like new Christians course. If you want to know more about Jesus, we've called it our foundations. So far we've seen baptized this year across all our locations, 92 people water baptized.
Amazing.
So good.
And of that 92, 41, just at our Northern Beaches location, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think we've got water baptisms coming up in two weeks' time.
So if you've been thinking about getting water baptized, we would love you to sign up for that. We had a beautiful lady in our 8:30 service at the last water baptisms get water baptized, and she's been in our church almost her whole life. And she just never had made that step. And she was saying she knew from God, she was entering a new season, that it was time for her to make that decision. And she'd been struggling with fear and anxiety. She actually shared her testimony last week in the 8:30 service. And she said from the moment she got water baptized, she's never felt fear again. Wow. And she's been struggling with it with her whole entire life. So praise God. Something happens in that moment.
Yep.
You leave your old life behind. You raise up being resurrected with Christ.
Yep.
And honestly, it's my favorite moment in church life. I just cry most times.
And our son, Billy, he got water baptized.
He did. Oh, my goodness.
A couple of weeks ago, which was pretty special.
That was very special for us.
Now, how's this? So we're also believing for 150 people to do our foundations class. So how's this? This year already, we've seen 171 people go through our foundations class.
I know. Come on. Let's thank God for that.
We've smashed that goal of what we're believing for already.
Yeah, and 100 of those people were from youth. So our youth...
Give it up for all our youth.
...have done foundations, which is so exciting. We're not stopping there, though. We really want to see more people doing the foundations course. We're seeing such incredible fruit from... I can see Jane and Graham Lee there. They've just run the last one for us. Auntie Jane and Uncle Graham. We love you guys. just seeing people just really getting their foundations right and getting their lives planted on the rock of Jesus.
And 26 of that 171 are first-time believers who got saved this year, are doing our foundations class, which is amazing.
Very cool.
And then the third thing we just want to update you on, we have been believing to see 20% of our first-time guests get planted in our church, and that being getting planted in a connect group or joining team.
Yeah.
And so we had a goal this year. We're believing for 20% of those first time guests getting planted. And give us an update.
Yeah. So we're at 17% currently. So we're not quite there yet, but we're on the way.
But we've got 6 months to get that
on
over
the
20% mark.
20%. We've seen 278 individuals this year planted in either Connect Group or in a team, which is massive. Come on, let's praise God. It's amazing.
And 189 of that number, again, just here at our Northern Beaches
location. So a big part of today is really wanting to let you know, obviously, where we're at with the vision, but also put a call to action to you. And we're going to hear from Pastor Al again in a minute about how we actually need you, church, that we are seeing the great harvest. It is before our eyes, and we can't do it alone, and we can't do it without you. And so we're going to look to the screen and just hear this next part of the vision from Pastor Al, and then Dan's going to come and tell you how you can be a part of the great harvest with us.
Great. Turn your eyes
Thanks.
To the screen.
Thanks, team.
How good are our location pastors, everybody? Can you thank them? Come on, put your hands together. I know we like to clap. We love to clap and celebrate. So thankful for our location pastors and so thankful for what God has done thus far. And honestly, we feel like we're just warming up, everybody, but God is doing great things. Here's the reality. The need is growing. And here's what I want to say to you as we bring this to a close today. I want to say to you, I've said this before, but I want to say it again. We need you. If you are a follower of Jesus and you call this church your home, we need you. And we need you because we need to help people that are new to faith get established. We need an environment for them to have real community. We need a place where we can pray together for each other's real problems and challenges and really be the body of Christ together. We need every believer mobilized. And our goal as a church is not to build a members database. We're not trying to build a membership database. We are trying to build mobilized members of the body of Christ in this local church, in this city. And so the call of God on us is not to just attend church or go to church. The call of God on the church is to be the church, to be mobilized, to be a moving member of the body of Christ. We're called to move. And like a healthy body, it moves. A stagnant body declines into unhealth, but a moving body always is going to be progressing into health, greater health. And that's what it means for us as a body of Christ. We need every member mobilized. We need every body in the body moving and playing their part. Look what 1 Corinthians 12:12-27 says. It says, just as a body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. And can I tell you, everybody, you have a part to play. You have a part to play in the body of Christ, and specifically in this body of Christ, this part of the body of Christ, this ecclesia, this church. And so here's the call. As we come into the second half of the year, we just know there's going to be more people making a decision, more people doing our foundations class, more people getting baptized, more people getting planted. And so we're going to need more connect groups. We're going to need more community surrounding people. We're going to need more people that can teach foundations, walk with people. And we're going to need you. And we do need you right now. And here's what I'm going to ask. I want to ask everybody that calls this church their home to be a mobilized member of the body. So what does a mobilized member look like? four things. First one is be on team. If you're a part of this body, we want to call you to serve. Join a weekend team, join a midweek team, but we want to ask everybody to cause this place their home, join a team. Come and serve others. Come and be involved in the mission. Don't be a watching on person, be an in the game person, part of the team. It's the first thing to be a mobilized member of this church. Join the team. Number two, to be a mobilized member of this church, be in a connect group. Be in the community where we are praying for each other and talking about real life. Connect group is where discipleship happens. It's where we unpack scripture. Connect group is really what Jesus modeled. He had 12 disciples. They did everything together. They did life together. He would preach to the crowd, but then he would debrief it and unpack it with the disciples. That's what Connect Group is. We meet every second week and we get into that smaller environment and we unpack the scripture together. We pray for each other. We pray for people we're believing to reach. We grow together. We take steps together. Be in a Connect Group. We don't have another place for you to be truly known in our church, to be discipled, to grow. It is in a Connect Group. Can I get a good amen, everybody? Amen. Be on team. Number two, join a Connect Group. Number three, to be a mobilized member of this church, be a giver. Put God first in your finances by bringing the tithe into the house of God, into the local church. Let's not be invested in everything else except the local church. Let's not be putting money into good initiatives, but not into God's initiative. Come on. The church is God's initiative. He doesn't have a plan B. Come on, everybody. He doesn't have a plan B. The church is the plan. And so let's, by faith, through faith, put God first in our finances. Teach our money who's boss. God is boss. We don't serve money, we serve God. And so be a giver in this church. If you're going to be a mobilized member of C3SYD, which is the best way to enjoy church, is be a giver. Number four, last thing, is be on mission. Be a witness of Jesus everywhere you go. Acts 1 verse 8, but you receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Can I tell you one of the signs that we've moved out of the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, and into our own strength, is that we have ceased to be a witness. There are so many people in your workplace, in your world, people around you that are ready to receive the good news of Jesus. And as you build relationship with them, as you pray for them, as you love on them, there will be a moment where God gives you an opportunity to bear witness about Jesus. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. But in your business, in your career, don't leave it to Sundays, Monday through to Saturday, and then come again on Sunday. But all week long, we are called to be witnesses, to be on mission. This is what it means to be a mobilized member of the body of Christ in this church. You know, Matthew 9, Jesus said, don't pray to the Lord of the harvest for the harvest. He actually said, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest field. And that is our prayer. There is no scarcity in the harvest, everybody. The harvest just needs willing, mobilized members of the body of Christ. And we're believing for the second half of this year, it's going to be amazing.
Thank you for listening to the C3SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.